Padraig, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Amber. Delighted to be here.
The focus now is very much on sustainability, but it can be seen maybe as inaccessible to some businesses due to the high cost of environmentally friendly products. Is that something that you've noticed, Padraig?
Absolutely. I think a lot of businesses know these days that it can be very expensive to act sustainably, and that even in the long run, while you can save as a business, there are a lot of upfront costs to businesses when they do try to be sustainable or they do try to act sustainably, at least with a lot of the facets that they try and tackle. And it is a big barrier for businesses, which is why it's really important that we look at solutions where businesses can act more sustainably, but also try and make some savings or at least make it make sense for their business financially.
And Padraig, just how important is it for businesses to become more sustainable at the moment?
It's extremely important. There's a multiple facets as to why it's important. One of the main things is that, you know, as consumers, we're all trying to be more sustainable, but ultimately we're all buying from different companies, we're all using different companies, and their sustainability is where real impact can be made. There's a lot more of a collective and there's bigger power there. But then on the flip side, for businesses, for their profitability and for them and their day-to-day workings, consumers do have an expectation for businesses to become more sustainable now, and it is actually a deciding factor. So you see customers turning away from businesses because they're not sustainable, or actively choosing other ones because they have a better sustainability kind of project or mindset within the company. So I think there's multiple reasons as to why it's super important for businesses to have sustainability as part of their strategy today.
It certainly is. And that's an interesting point that you make about consumers, I suppose, and the focus that they have, and I suppose the want that they have to be engaging with businesses that are sustainable, because obviously businesses want to hold on to their customer base and to grow it. And here in Kerry recently, we've seen a number of smaller businesses closing, which is awful to see. But is there any way that SMEs can overcome maybe those costs? Because obviously there's a lot of costs associated with running a business in particular. But, you know, when you're trying to make the move to do something right, I suppose, and be more sustainable, is there any way that those costs maybe can be reduced?
Yeah, absolutely. There's multiple different ways that companies can look at it. So you can look at things, like I said earlier, as a long-term investment and kind of save the money that way. Also, I think it's really important to promote the sustainability that you are doing within a company so customers can see that and will come more to you. But then outside of that, you have companies like the likes of Refurbed, who I work for. And Refurbed has a B2B offering where we offer sustainable tech. So it's refurbished tech, same quality as new devices, but actually on average up to 40, 50% cheaper versus new devices. So you have companies and you have facets like this that businesses can go to where they can save money up front and they can save financially, but they also can promote to their customers that they are working sustainably. And not only just promoting to their customers, but just know themselves that they're doing the better thing and they're doing the right thing when it comes to purchasing tech or other aspects like that.
That's really interesting. And Padraig, I suppose just before we talk about Refurbed in a little bit more detail and the work that you're doing, there are smaller steps, I suppose, that businesses can take maybe that mightn't cost as much initially, and just to kind of make that first step onto the sustainability journey and get them started, and then they can kind of grow it from there. I can imagine that's possible for businesses of all sizes.
Of course, absolutely. And there's little things that companies can do using different tools, digitizing what they do. I know that there's a lot of people think there's costs with everything these days, but there are a lot of digital platforms that you can use, and you can even do a trial with them, just making sure you have the right setup and lessening needs for printing, for having those kind of old school tech, I suppose, that companies used to have, or the old school operations that they had. So I think you can digitize a lot. It can really, really help streamline. And there's a lot of different tools as well. If you're a small business, you have things like Canva, which is a design tool. You can get a free version of Canva and you can make up a lot of very good designs for your company online and digitally, as opposed to printing things off. So there's different kind of tools, different apps, different routes that companies can look at on a smaller scale to start minimizing some costs, doing some things themselves as well, as opposed to have to get other agencies or other companies.
And just staying with the cost aspect, I suppose, for a moment, Padraig, like sustainability, as you mentioned, is something that consumers are more conscious of now, and it's something that they are looking for as well when they're turning to businesses. But does the cost element affect consumers as well then?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's a dual aspect there. what we see a refurb do, because we're a company that offers products cheaper but sustainable, we see that customers love the sustainability aspect, but they're also wary of paying a premium for it. So if there's two coffee cups and there are two coffees and they're the exact same and one's sustainable and one's not sustainable, customers, they might pay a little bit more for the sustainable option because they do want to act sustainably. But if it's like twice the price or if it's an extra €2, they're realistically going to go for the cheaper option. So there is a sweet spot where you want to stay at least around the same price as a less sustainable option. And then you see consumers choosing the option that has a sustainability ingrained in it. So there is a balance there. Unfortunately, consumers, we all live in a cost of living crisis, and just they can't afford to be paying premiums for really sustainable products, unless it's, you know, something like really expensive jumper that somebody wants for the rest of their life or something like that. They might splurge there. But generally speaking, you need to find the right balance between the two.
You mentioned balance there, and I suppose you also touched on the fact that, like, you know, no consumer wants to overspend. The cost of living crisis, you know, inflation, and we're feeling it in our pockets and grocery shopping and in every other aspect of life. But no one wants to compromise, I suppose, on quality either. So you mentioned the balance and the compromise. That probably ties in there as well, that, you know, quality and the overspending, there needs to be a balance between both of those as well, I suppose, to hook consumers in, I suppose, and to keep them coming back.
Absolutely. And I think we can see a lot with day-to-day goods that sustainable options actually bring amazing qualities. A lot of the time they bring even more quality, particularly with like fast fashion or with, you know, different toys or devices that would be kind of bought regularly. You can see sustainable options often bring a lot more to the table in terms of quality, but with that in mind, can be more expensive. So that's why it's nice to find options where you're sure of the quality, you're making sure that it's something you as a customer can buy and can use and can love, but also that it has a sustainability aspect and is within your price range. So there is definitely multiple facets there. It's something that at Refurb we really try to pull together for the customer, so people know that they have an option they can rely on, but they can also save themselves and save the planet with it as well.
Padraig, you mentioned earlier that you work at Refurb and you talked us through some of the work that you do. What kind of products typically do you refurbish?
Yeah, so with regards to Refurb, the vast majority of our products are day-to-day electronics. So things like phones, laptops, tablets, smartwatches. But then we also have other categories as well. So we have household appliances such as coffee machines, robot hoovers, anything you'd kind of think in your day-to-day house. And we recently just launched a sports category also. So we have e-bikes, regular bikes, treadmills, that kind of thing. But there's a big array of products there. They're all refurbished. They're on average up to 40% cheaper than new devices. And they all come with a warranty as well. So customers know that these are devices that, yes, they were once used, but they're coming with their full quality guarantee. They're much cheaper. And it's really trying to marry all those aspects that we mentioned about the price, quality and sustainability.
That's really interesting, and it's great that you have such a wide variety of products on offer. Is it something that the consumer is interested in? Like, are you noticing that people are really turning towards you now to get those refurbished items?
Absolutely. So Refurb has only been in Ireland for 3 years now, and we were so surprised even at the start with the amazing uptake from consumers. But I definitely think because we were the first like refurbished marketplace in the company, for year one people are, you know, taking their time. They don't really know what refurbished is. They want to check it out. And then after year one, we just saw the word of mouth spreading like crazy. And the last 2 years we've over doubled the customers that are coming and buying each year. And we just see Irish consumers kind of changing their mindset because they realize that the quality really is there and that the savings are huge. And I also think with the cost of living crisis as well, unfortunately for the likes of myself, for day-to-day consumers, we are bound by price. So we do need to look for more affordable options. But thankfully for Refurb and for customers of Refurb, that sweet spot can be found there.
That's great to hear. I'm just having a look here, and I know that the marketplace range includes over 18,000 products as well. So you've quite a wide variety, as we mentioned, but a lot of products on the marketplace as well. So there's plenty there for people if they want to have a look even and just see what you are offering.
Absolutely. We have all of the different brands you could think of, all of the different types of devices. And something which I really like as well is that we have a free 30-day trial with all of our products. So if you, for example, were an Apple user and you were like, oh, I might switch to Samsung or vice versa, you can order a device, you can test it at home and just see if it's one that you like. And if it's not something that's for you, you can return it within the 30-day trial period. So it's really nice that you get that kind of testing option just to check as well, because with us, because we're a sustainable company, we want to make sure that each device that's bought is one that's loved and is going to be used. Otherwise, there's no point. But I think it's a really nice function for consumers as well to know that they can test things out and see if they like it before they commit.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for people. If someone has an old item at home, can they give it to you to be refurbished, or where do you get the items from?
Yeah, so kind of two answers there. So with regards to where we get the items from, the vast majority of our items are gotten from big businesses. So you'd have the likes of Stripe, who previously would have these policies, or still have these policies, where their employee devices would be used for 1 year, maybe 2 years, and then they all have to be changed every year or two. And what used to happen with large companies like this was that those devices would go to landfill, which obviously was very bad for the environment. But now we have systems in place where those are saved, they go through a full refurbishment process, and they're sold via refurb. So that's where we get the most of our devices. Then with regards to consumers giving devices to us, it's something we don't currently have in Ireland, but that we're actively looking into, and we would love to have here soon. But we would recommend, if you have old devices yourself, you can either sell them locally or donate them to a family member or friend. You know, we've a lot, there's always teenagers or people growing up who could use a phone. So we'd either recommend to you either of those, or you can go to We Ireland, which is WEEE Ireland. They have a website online, and they have hundreds, if not thousands, of free electronic recycling centres around the country. So if your device is really old, you don't want to sell it locally or donate it, you can hand it in there and they'll make sure that it's disposed of correctly and recycled.
That's great, and some really great advice there, Padraig. It's been great talking to you and really, really interesting to hear about the work that you're doing. Thanks a million for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much, Amber. Absolute pleasure.